Maine Senator Angus King says he is skeptical about the contents of that memo House Republicans released today that purports to document FBI abuse of its surveillance authority when it sought warrants to spy on a member of President Trump's election campaign. Fred Bever reports.
King says the memo's release is unfortunate in a number of ways.
But the way that worries me as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee is what they've done is signaled to the intelligence community, in this case the FBI, you can't trust Congress. And our whole oversight is based upon trust between us and the agencies to give us documents, to give us access to documents, and the understanding is that that won't be misused.
King, an independent who caucuses with Democrats, says he expects to gain access to the rest of the FBI's warrant requests and will reserve final judgment until then. He adds that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes appears to have been evasive answering questions about whether GOP staff may have coordinated work on the memo with the White House. If that's the case, King says, it raises disturbing questions about whether some Republicans are working together to try to derail Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russian interests.
It seems clear that it's a kind of throwing sand in the air to distract from the fact that we've got an investigation that's being carried out in a professional way, not a lot of leaks by one of the people in the country of most unquestioned integrity.
In a press statement, First District Democrat Shelley Pingree called the GOP memo part of an absolutely reckless effort to weaken the Mueller investigation. Republican Senator Susan Collins, like King, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the investigation is, quote, far too important to be tarnished by partisanship, and that it would have been better for the parties to work together to vet the warrant documents before any release. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can hear the full recording of Senator King's interview on this issue at our website, mainepublic.org.